always relevant. 5AA, always Adelaide. 5AA Mornings with Matthew Pantelis.
29 to 11 on 5AA, 8223 0000 is my number. Now, people stay at workplaces for sometimes a long time, sometimes for decades. I've been here for 30 years this year, just had the anniversary a month or two back, or three. That's a long time, but not as long as my next guest, who would be one of South Australia's longest-serving employees at one place. Sharon Richardson is here in the studio with me. Sharon, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You've been at Anderson Solicitors for a very long time, 54 years, and you're about to retire. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes, I've got a week to go.
Wow. Did they give you a Rolex at 25 or 50 or anything? They should have.
No. No. I did get a nice present at 50.
Oh, good. That's good. All right. So you started back in 1972 as a 15-year-old school leaver, as a personal secretary. So you're the PA.
Yes.
Straight in as a PA at 15. How did that happen?
Conversation with, would you believe, two dads.
Yeah.
With my dad and one of the girls that happened to work there. The two dads worked together.
Right.
And it just escalated from there. So word of mouth.
Yeah.
Back in 1972.
Wow. And you're with the founder of Anderson's, Paul Anderson.
Yes, I was. Yes, he's deceased now. But, yes, I worked for him for a very long time.
Yeah. What was it like leaving school at 15? So you would have been, what, year 9 or 10 or something?
I'd started year 12.
Oh, did you?
Then. Yes.
Back then. That's early,
nearly,
isn't it?
15? Nearly ready to turn 16.
Okay. And you've left school and straight into full-time work. How was that transition at that tender age?
Absolutely daunting.
Yeah?
15-year-olds certainly weren't confident in themselves back then. And one day you're at school and then 4 days later I was in this office with five complete strangers and knowing absolutely nothing. So it was very daunting.
Yeah. And you know you can't muck around the way you could at school, for instance.
No.
We find that out as a bit of a rude shock sometimes when you're at work. What was your first day like? So just daunting, obviously.
Yeah, very scary, considering you've got no idea who these people are, no idea what you're doing. But luckily for me, they were all very accommodating and made it a good transition.
Yeah. What was office life like in the early 70s? I know when I started, it was the early 80s, and we still had a tea lady in the office I worked in.
Didn't have a tea lady. No. There was only three solicitors and three PAs.
Right.
And our rounds clerk, who used to catch the bus up to the city, because we only had the one office at Port Adelaide back then.
Okay.
And he would catch the bus up to the city to do the rounds, walk around to the courts, the lands titles office, wherever we had to go, and then bus it back to the port.
Wow, how amazing. What sort of time? There would have been manual typewriters even in those days. Do you have electric?
They had electric.
Yeah.
I'd only learnt on a manual typewriter at school. So I got to the interview to be sat in front of this typewriter that I had absolutely no idea what I was doing with. And Paul finished up sending me to an employment agency to do a typing test on an electric manual typewriter.
Okay.
They finished up telling him that I was too young, too slow, and no experience.
Mm. All true, right?
Absolutely. But lucky for me, he didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
So 54 years later, I'm still there.
Yeah. How am I? And your typing speed obviously has probably improved a little bit in that time. So, okay. So you mentioned Port Adelaide. Now, I've dealt with Andersons in the past in that the company I worked for offered concessional home loans. I was very lucky. It was during the time when interest rates went up to 17%, and they dealt with Andersons to set up the paperwork. So I went into the offices here in the city but didn't know they'd just started at Port Adelaide.
Yeah, originated at Port Adelaide.
Right.
That was the original office at the Port Adelaide, and then we headed up to the city probably in the 80s.
Right. Well, it would have been. It was a late
very end of the 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, it was mid-80s when I dealt with you.
Yeah, in Carrington Street they originated.
Okay. Did you think back at 15, 54 years later, you'd be finishing up at Anderson's?
Absolutely not. I mean, back back when you had children, you got married and you had children, it was literally if you fell pregnant, that was the end of, you know, that was the end of your job.
Yeah.
There was no maternity leave or absolutely nothing like that.
Yeah.
So I certainly didn't think I'd still be here at 54 years.
Wow. That's incredible. And back in those days too, it was during the Whitlam era at some stage where married women had to leave the workforce as well.
Yeah, I think I came in just after
that.
Yeah,
right.
I know some of my auntie fell into that category that when she left her, you know, she fell pregnant and originally it was when females got married.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that was the end of your career.
Yep. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it, how life has changed. You've been there seeing all these changes over that period, you know.
Certainly have.
Incredible. You were trained, you know, talking about typewriters, you then graduated to computers and trained, one of the first people in South Australia to be trained on the Olivetti
system. Yes, the Port Adelaide office, we were one of the first. Mm. It was a massive size computer, if you could call it that.
Mm.
It was a machine that you sort of sat. It was a U-shaped, and you sort of sat in it.
Right.
It worked on continuous sheets of paper. And, yeah, that was extremely a daunting time because you had nobody that you could really call on to help you or give you advice on.
Yeah, well, tech support in America or somewhere?
Oh, it was here, but it was very, very limited. And you sort of, they train one person and literally that was it. So you were flying solo by yourself in the firm.
Remember those continuous paper reams, you know, with the holes on each side and whatever. They were a nightmare trying to thread through and
absolutely.
The noise of the printer.
They'd go off the little rungs and you'd finish up with paper everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, good fun days. What's kept you there for 54 years?
I think I've been lucky with the sort of work that I've done.
Yeah.
We're a sort of all-purpose firm, so I've literally worked in all the different areas that we pretty well cover, and I've been able to move into IT work, precedence, that sort of thing, doing the staff training and helping with the HR, that sort of thing. So I've been able to do a lot of varied work rather than just staying in one area. And probably also the people that I've worked very closely with. I've been very, very lucky.
Yeah. That helps keeping you in one place, I reckon. Good people around you and the friendships you make and all of that.
Absolutely. And
a stabiliser.
And the support staff that you work with as well, not just like the fee earners, but the support staff you work with.
Yeah.
I've been very, very lucky with them as well.
Yeah, very good. What do you think you'll miss about not coming to work in a week or so's time?
Obviously the support staff, obviously the girls I've worked with, and some I've worked with for a very long time. We've got quite a few support staff that have been there for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
That would be one of the main things, missing the conversations.
Yeah.
But I certainly won't miss getting up at 10 to 6 in the morning.
Oh, wow. No, you won't.
And particularly in winter.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. What about retirement? What are you most looking forward to?
I guess slowing down and a bit of time to myself or a bit of time to myself and my husband.
Mm. Holiday?
Holiday, yes. We had a holiday plan back in 2020 when COVID hit.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we've never gotten around to doing that, so that will be on the plans. But at the end of August, we're just doing a little short road trip to start with. So then we'll work out from there where we go.
How do you think they'll remember you at work once you're gone? Thank goodness for that, they'll say.
I'm quite sure there'll be a few people that might say, thank goodness she's gone. Hopefully a caring, helpful person that was always happy to help, always had an ear that would listen.
Yeah.
I guess that would probably be the main thing, and I did a good job of what I did.
Excellent. Ian, you've dragged Ian along. I want to bring you in. I know you weren't expecting this, Ian, and you might not be happy about it. Just lean into that. So what do you think of Sharon's achievements here today? 54 years, one place. That is pretty exceptional. Are you anywhere close to that yourself?
No, I've already retired.
Yeah.
But I've been at different places. We seem to do the same sort of things that most places I was working out. I've been 18, 20 years between each one.
That's a pretty decent stint in itself.
We've passed that on to our son. He's in the same. He's at Anderson's as well. Okay. He's been there 21 years now.
Yep.
So, but I don't know how we're going to go.
Yeah. Well, you're both home at the same time. How's that going to work out?
Yeah, that's going to be the interesting one.
We won't kill one another.
Look, great meeting you both. And look, there's something to be said if your son's working there as well. That's a reflection on you, obviously, Sharon, in that, okay, well, we've got the mum will hire the son.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think it's also a huge reflection on, you know, where I've worked for 54 years because, as I said, we've got probably 3 or 4 staff, support staff, that have been there 20 plus years. Yeah. So I think it speaks a lot of volume for itself.
Absolutely. I wonder, you know, I don't know if we'll ever find out what the record is, in Adelaide at least, for somebody spending X amount of years, the most amount of years at one employer.
I think there's someone that has spent about 61 years.
Really?
At Foodland.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Why
so
not?
I've been told.
Yeah. So that might be the record. Well, you're pretty close to it. I mean, that's a tremendous achievement, regardless.
Close, but not close enough.
Well done, Sharon and
Thank
Ian.
You
thanks
very
for
much.
Coming in. And I hope retirement is just as happy in the years ahead as it has been over the last 54, clearly.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Sharon Richardson, who's worked 54 years at Anderson Solicitors here in the city, originally Port Adelaide, which is pretty amazing, 1972 as a 15-year-old. Incredible. Well done. And I'd love to hear your stories. Places of work, how long have you stayed? And what's kept you there? 8223 0000 is my number.